This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang province, 50 kilometers east of Turfan, in the middle of the Flaming Mountains, at a place called Beziklik. In Uyghur, Beziklik means art gallery, and it's not inappropriate. This is where the German archaeologist von Lecoq came in 1905 and removed as much Buddhist art as he could crate back to Berlin. His collection was one of the finest treasures ever looted from the Silk Road. Unfortunately, it suffered badly from Allied bombing raids during the Second World War, and what's left is now housed in that city's Museum of Indian Art. There's even less left at the caves themselves. The entire northern section where von Lecoq did his work is now off-limits, and the southern section holds only a few hints of what was once here. Well, we worked our way down the long flight of stairs into the bend in the gorge that housed the remains, I couldn't help think back to von Lecoq's account of his stay here, in particular one moonlit night, when all was still as death and ghastly noises suddenly resounded, as though 100 devils had been let loose. Von Lecoq and his assistant leapt out of bed, grabbed their rifles, rushed outside, and discovered to their horror the whole horseshoe-shaped gorge filled with wolves baying at the moon. His men assured him that the wolves were harmless, but he shot one anyway, and noted in his diary that sometime earlier he had met a pretty 12-year-old girl who was betrothed against her will to a man of 60. As the wedding day approached, she ran away across the desert toward the next oasis. On the way there, she stopped at a spring and fell asleep, and was discovered by wolves. All that her parents found were blood-stained pieces of her clothing and her boots with her legs still inside. This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road. This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang province, 50 kilometers east of Turfan, in the middle of the Flaming Mountains at a place called Beziklik. The Flaming Mountains were the scene of one of the Monkey King's greatest triumphs in the Chinese fable Journey to the West, and Beziklik was once the location of some of the Silk Road's finest Buddhist art. Sadly, the depredations of foreign devil art collectors and Muslim fanatics have left us with little to see, except, of course, for the fantastic setting of this ancient site. The caves were carved into the west wall of a sandstone gorge that opens up just enough for a small settlement of Uyghur herders. To the north, beyond this most desolate of landscapes, rise the snow-capped peaks of the Tian Shan Mountains, the source of the water that runs through this forbidding world. It was no coincidence of nature that caused the water to find its way here, nor was it chance that led the monks here who carved out these caves and filled them with art 1,500 years ago. The water was led here from the mountains by an underground canal, channeled through the gorge and then into the surrounding desert to the south. The reason the local inhabitants went to so much trouble was that 1,500 years ago, there was more than desert in the desert. A few kilometers south of where the gorge meets the endless sands was the ancient city of Gaochang, the capital of the kingdom of Turfan, and the place where the monks came from who carved out these caves. After viewing what was left of their efforts, we followed the river out of the gorge and into the desert to the ruins of the ancient city, whose rule once extended 500 kilometers to the east and west. This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road.